ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभं व्यास नामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने. So we understood what is anupravesha, entry of Paramatma into the creation is nothing but Bhagavan being available for recognition as our own Swarupam in the mind. That is what is meant by the entry. It was established. Therefore, Brahman asti, Brahma asti or nasti, that question also becomes answered. Tasmat asti tatkaranam Brahma. Ataha asti tyeva upalabdhavyam. Tasmat, therefore, that Brahman, being the cause, exists. So, ataha, so, Brahman has to be recognized as that which exists. So, Brahman has to be recognized as that which exists. Now, in page number 405, he goes back and connects the discussion on creation to the sentence. Asanneva sabhavati santamenam tato viduriti. Santamenam tato viduriti. Asanneva sabhavati santamenam tato viduriti. We saw before the possibility of doubt as to the existence of Brahmatma. Do you remember there were three questions? Not three questions, there were four questions actually. The student asked the teacher whether a ignorant person attains Brahman after death or not. Whether a wise person attains Brahman or not. For that, the answer is coming. First of all, then it was said, first of all, make sure Brahman exists. Then you can ask the question whether a person goes to Brahman or not. And then now it is exist, it's made very clear, as Brahman exists. The proof is that Brahman is available for recognition in one's own mind. That has been made very clear. So he says, we saw before the possibility of doubt as to the existence of Brahmatma because it is not available for objectification. In this section, one more reason is given to prove Brahma asti. Asti tatkaranam. Tasya srishtasya jagataha karanam Brahma. Brahman. The cause of jagat exists. This asti is an amazing reality. There's nothing other than is. The abhavaha is not. Does not exist. The abhavaha is not, does not exist. Within what is, you have to create some unholy combination of is not. A circle is, a square is, a square circle is not. But absence of square circle is. Absence is, that is very important. Everything is karanam Brahma. Therefore, there's no abhavaha. It's very important to understand there's no such a thing called non-existence at all. Those who have studied Nyaya sometimes have this problem in understanding Vedanta because abhavaha is a reality in Nyaya Shastra. They filter everything through the terminology abhava pratyogi. They filter everything through the terminology abhava pratyogi. What is only Brahman. There is nothing else. Therefore, asti iti upalabdhavyam. One has to accept Brahman as asti first. One has to accept Brahman as asti first. Then it does not take time for asti to become asmi. In Kathopanishad, this vakyam is there. Asti ityeva upalabdhavyaha. Asti is an important word. That is why Bhashyakara spends so much time with this asti. Asti means exists. Even Shastram spends a lot of time on it. Tatkaryam anupravishyakyam. Satcha murtam tyaccha amurtam abhavat. Murta amurte murta murtehi avyakrita namarupe atmasthe antargatena atmana vyakriyete. Avyakrita namarupe atmasthe antargatena atmana vyakriyete. Having entered into the effect, what did it do? It became Sat, that has form, and Tyat, formless. It became Sat that has form, and Tyat, formless. Deformed and the formless exist in the self. Deformed and the formless exist in the self as unmanifest name and form. And they are differentiated by the self, which exists within. And they are differentiated by the self which exists within. Tatkaryam anupravishyakyam. What did it do? Having entered, satchatyaccha abhavat. It became sat and tyat. According to the context, the word sat here means murtam, something tangible, something having a form. If you say all that is here is Sat, then Sat means Paramartha Satyam. The context here is what is created. And therefore, the word Sat is a counterpart of Tyat, counterpart to the Tyat. Tyat means Amurtam, that which has no form. Space and air are formless. The other three elements have form. It became all of them. So having entered into the mind as the jiva, that became both sat and tyat. It became all of them. At the same time, it remains as pucham pratishta, as the adhishtanam for all of them. It is not that Bhagavan created the world 6,000 years ago and is sitting somewhere. He himself became the Jagat. How? Murta amurte, murta murte, avyakrita namarupehi, atmana eva vyakriyete. Murta murte, avyakrita namarupehi, atmana eva vyakriyete. Atma manifests the unmanifest names and forms by itself. In the Srishti, the undifferentiated Namarupas become differentiated Namarupas. They were Murta Murte, Murtancha Amurtancha, with form and without form. These Avyakrita Namarupas were Atmasthe. They were not separate from Sadatma. Atmasthe means they are in Atma. They are non-separate from Sadatma. They become antargatena atmana vyakriyete, manifest, differentiated by the Atma that gives the sum and substance for them, gives the easiness to the names and forms. Atma is the only substantive. Everything else is a name and form, word and meaning. Atma is the only substantive. Everything else is a name and form, word and meaning. In Visishtadvaitam also, they say this. All that is here is Atma. everything else is an attribute of Atma, but they consider it a real attribute. Both Visheshana and Visheshyam enjoy the same order of reality. That is against the fact. There is no pot. There's only just a word and a meaning. Knowledge of the word. There is no pot. There's only just a word and a meaning. Knowledge of the pot. Pot is that which has the potness, and the potness is only in understanding. The understanding of potness is the only reality about the pot. The understanding of the potness is the only reality about the pot. Wherever potness is, you will recognize it as pot. Pot is free of substance. Pot as such has no weight. As the weight belongs to clay. Pot as such has no weight, as the weight belongs to clay. Clay also is in the same situation with reference to its cause. All the way up to the causeless cause Brahman, it is Namarupa. The reality of an object is not understood as a mithya attribute. The reality of an object is not understood as a mithya attribute. That is why Visheshana becomes real. One has to understand Satyam and Mithya. Here one has to note that one need not reduce the pot to particles. Here one has to note that one need not reduce the pot to particles to recognize Brahman. When you say pot is, that easiness is Satyam Brahma. Pot is Namarupa. All the way it is Brahman. Vyakritecha Murta Amurta Shabda Vachye. Murta Amurta Shabda Vachye. Te Atmanatu Apravibhakta Deshakale Iti Kritva Atma Te Abhavat Iti Uchyate. Even when they became manifest and recognized with the form and without form, they are still non-separate from the Atma in time and place. Vyakrite murta murta shabda vachye te atmanatu apravibhakta deshakale iti kritva atma te abhavat ityuchyate. How is it said? Why is it said that Atma becomes, everything becomes Atma? Even when they became manifest and recognized with form and without form, they are all still non-separate from Atma, non-separate from the Atma in time and place. Keeping this in mind, it is said that Atma became Sat and Chit. Very important lesson. When you say Atma became everything, what does it mean? Everything exists only in the presence of Atma. Everything existing within the realm of time and space exists only in the presence of Atma. Therefore, Atma is said to have become everything. Atma te murta murte abhavat. Atma became those having form and without form. Te is dual form in second case. Why do you say Atma became instead of saying Atma created? Because Vyakrite cha murta amurta shabda vachye, murta amurta shabda vachye, the differentiated name and form, which is the immediate meaning of the words, Murta and Amurta are Anatmana Apravibhakta Deshakale, not separated from Atma by time and space. If everything exists in time and space. And time and space are non-separate from Atma. Therefore, nothing is separate from Atma. They get their Satta being because of Atma. Apravibhakta Deshakale is Apravibhakta Deshakale is adjective to Namarupe. Iti Kritva. On that basis alone, Atma Te Abhavate. Iti Uchyate. It is said that Atma became names and forms indicated by the words Murta Murte. Generally, after creation, the created object is always separate from the creator. There is space in between. That is why you can bring home a loaf of bread, leaving the baker behind with his wife and children. Between the baker and bread, there is space. You cannot say baker asrajata, created the bread, and baker abhavat, became the bread. You cannot say baker created the bread and baker became the bread. He only baked the bread. He did not become the bread. But Brahman became Namarupa because even after the creation of the Namarupa, they are not away from Brahman. This is the important lesson. Got it? See, all the objects are reduced to two things, Murta, Amurta. Those with the forms and without forms. And all those objects, you can take for elements, two formless elements and then elements with the forms. And the rest of them, all the forms, names and functions, which exist only within the realm of time and space. Can you say any one object which is not within the realm of time and space? Everything exists in time and space. You cannot even think of one thing which does not exist within space and time. And once everything which exists in time and space is not separate from Atma, because time does not exist outside of Atma, space does not exist outside of Atma, and everything exists within the realm of time and space. Therefore, everything is non-separate from Atma. This being non-separate alone is said to be Atma becoming everything. Like the opaque thing is non-separate from light. You can never imagine opaque thing outside of light. Similarly, no object which is here is outside of the awareness. That is what is said to be actually nothing is away from Atma. So, kincha. Niruptam cha aniruptam cha. Niruptam cha aniruptam cha. Niruptam nama. What does the word niruptam mean? Nishkrishya samana asamana jati ebhyaha. Nishkrishya samana asamana jati ebhyaha. Samana samana jati ebhyaha. Desha kala visishtataya idam tad asti iti uktam. Desha kala visishtataya idam tad iti uktam. Aniruktam tad viparitam. Nirukta nirukte api. Nirukta anirukte api. Murta amurtayoho eva viseshane. So this nirukta aniruktam also, niruktam aniruktam, together in dual nirukta nirukte. These also adjectives of murta amurtam only. Nirukta means defined, definable. Aniruktam is non-definable. Therefore, niruktam nama nishkrishya samana asamana jati ebhyaha deshakala visishtataya idam tad iti uktam. Aniruptam means tad viparitam. Nirupta nirupte api murta murta yoho eva viseshane. All dual forms. Let me read it in English. Further, Atma became niruptam and aniruptam. Niruptam is what is distinctly pointed out. Please make a note. Niruktam is what is distinctly pointed out with the time space specification as this is that. Idam tad iti. Niruktam is what is distinctly pointed out with the time space specification as this is that. By distinguishing it from things belonging to the same as well as different species. Samana asamana jati ebhyaha deshakala visishtataya tad idam iti uktam. So I'll read again in Sanskrit English. Niruktam is what is distinctly pointed out with the time space specification as this is that. By distinguishing it from things belonging to the same as well as different species. Aniruktam is what is opposed to that. Aniruktam is tad viparitam. What is opposed to that? Both niruktam and aniruktam are also attributes of formed and formless alone. Both niruktam and aniruktam are also attributes of formed and formless alone. Niruktam aniruktam cha. Atma became both niruktam and aniruktam. Niruktam, nikrishya uktam, is an object that is distinguished from every other object. Niruktam, nikrishya uktam, is an object that is distinguished from every other object. In terms of time, place, attributes, and other distinguishing factors like look, volume, density, and so on. There are a lot of things in the creation that are niruktam that can be clearly pointed out. There are a lot of things in the creation that are niruktam that can be clearly pointed out. There are also things that are anirukta, not easy to talk about. You can neither describe the difference between the sweetness of sugarcane juice and mango juice, nor the difference between jalebi and laddu. You cannot really talk about what sweetness is. You can only taste it. Bhamati Kara says in his commentary on Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, Sarasvatyapi Vaktum Nashakyate. Even God Saraswati will not be able to express what sweetness is. What is sweetness? Similarly, you cannot talk about the difference between the fragrance of jasmine and that of rose. You cannot communicate what is love. Many good relationships are broken because there's no communication that there is love. Love cannot be proved. All important things in life you find are not available for communication. These are aniruktam. Cannot be said in many words as this is that. So inexplicable, non-definable or aniruktam. Really speaking, everything is aniruktam alone. Any one thing you take, initially it appears to be niruktam. The moment you ask more and more questions, it becomes aniruktam. Take a rose. You can say it is a flower. It is a red rose. It is a fragrant big rose. But if I ask you, why does it have small petals? Unlike lotus, why does it have only these many petals and not more or less? Why does it have only these many petals and not more or less? Why is the color red? There are no answers. If you take a part, you can talk about where it is located, when it was made, What is its size? What is its use? And so on. If I ask some fundamental questions, part becomes aniruttam. Does the part exist as an object? Does the part exist as an object? Really, there's no part, because all that is there is clay. Weight of part is weight of clay. Therefore, there's no part. It is a weightless part. We cannot say part is tucham, non-existent, because it is seen. It holds water. If it is a cracked pot, it will not hold water. Crack pot is a different term, reserved for some special people. You cannot say it is satyam, existent object, because it is negated on inquiry. Therefore, anirvachaniyatvam is writ large upon every object in the jagat. Niruktam and aniruktam are from certain standpoints. Bhashyakara takes both of them as only attributes of murta and amurta. He does not give more importance than what was said before. Yatha satchatyacha pratyaksha parokshe tatha nilayanancha anilayanancha nilayanam needam ashrayaha murtasya eva dharmaha murtasya eva dharmaha anilayanam tadviparitam amurtasya eva dharmaha. Now we move on to the next set of words, nilayanam and anilayanam. Yatha satcha tyatcha satcha tyatcha. Sat and tyat. Satcha satcha tyatcha tyatcha pratyaksha parokshe tatha. Pratyaksha parokshe tatha nilayanam cha anilayanam cha. Nilayanancha nilayanancha. Nilayanam needam ashrayaha murtasyeva dharmaha anilayanam tadviparitam amurtasyeva dharmaha. Jagat as sat, just as, I'm reading the next line, just as sat is perceptible. Just as satya is perceptible to the senses and tyat is imperceptible to the senses, so too are nilayanam and anilayanam. We have understood already niruktam, aniruktam. Now we are seeing nilayanam and anilayanam. He says, just as satya is perceptible to the senses and tyat is imperceptible to the senses, so too are nilayanam and anilayanam. Nilayanam is a nest, a supporting factor, and is an attribute of that which has form only. Anilayanam is opposed to that and is an attribute of the formless alone. Yatha satcha satchatyacha. Just as sat murtam and tyat amurtam are pratyaksha parokshe, perceptible and imperceptible respectively. Pratyaksha akshini prati, akshini prati. Pratyaksha means akshini prati, means what is directly perceived by the senses. Like a flower seen by the eyes. Akshi literally means eye, but it includes other senses also. What is not available for direct sense perception, mainly eyes, is parokshaha. Space is amurta. It has no form. It is sakshi pratyaksha. not available for sense perception. What is available for senses alone are meant by Bhashyakara as Pratyaksha. There are lot of things which we infer also from Murta Amurta, Murta Amurta. There are lot of things we infer also from Murta Amurta, and those inferred objects are also included as Parokshaha. And those inferred objects are also included here as Parokshaha. When you look at the sky and see a trail of smoke, you understand that a jet has gone, leaving behind its print. You did not hear this sound because you are inside a soundproof room. Your conclusion is based on sight. Trail of smoke is Pratyaksha and the jet is Paroksha. All inferred objects are included here in Murta and Amurta. Tatha Nilayanancha Anilayanancha. So too are Nilayanam and Anilayanam. Nilayanam is needham, nest, and it is Ashrayaha, a support. A flower is Nilayanam, as it is the seat of fragrance. A flower is Nilayanam, as it is the seat of fragrance, source of fragrance. You walk by the side of a flower bush, like rose or jasmine. You pick up the fragrance from the flower. That is Nilayanam. Mango is the seat of taste, Nilayanam, until you put it on your tongue. For Gujaratis, any mango is Kesar. For Mumbaites, it is Alfonsa. But after eating, you discover many a time it is a local variety having no specific name. Lord Krishna uses the expression Ashrayaha in the place of Ashrayaha in the 15th chapter. Air takes the molecules of fragrance as it passes over the seat of fragrance without any noise, without leaving a trace of action behind. Nobody notices the air picking up the fragrance. Similarly, the jiva leaves the body, picking up samskaras. It is an exemplary example that makes the object matter. Objects that make subject matter beautiful. Do you remember that verse, Bhagavad Gita? How the subtle body leaves the physical body and taking all the powers for which it is. The example is given in a second. Lord Krishna uses the expression Ashayaha in the place of Ashraya in the 15th chapter. Vayurgandhani Vashayat. Just as wind picks up the smell from its source, air takes the molecules of fragrance as it passes over the seat of fragrance without any noise, without leaving a trace of action behind. Nobody notices the air picking up the fragrance. Similarly, the jiva leaves the body picking up samskaras. It is an exemplary example that makes the subject matter beautiful. Nilayanam and Anilayanam are dharmas of Murta and Amurta respectively. Anilayanam is opposed to Nilayanam, that which is not Ashraya, seat of color, taste or fragrance. Space, etc., come under Anilayanam, that which is tasteless, colorless, odorless, and so on. These are attributes of Murta only. These are attributes of Amurta only. Kyad aniruptan nilayanani. Kyad anirupta anilayanani. Kyat anirupta anilayanani. Kyad anirupta nilayanani. Amurta dharmatvepi. Amurta dharmatve api. Vyakrita vishayani eva. ವ್ಯಾಕೃತ ವಿಷಯಾನ್ಯೇವ ಸರ್ವೋತ್ತರ ಕಾಲಭಾವ ಶ್ರವಣಾತ್ ಸರ್ವ ಉತ್ತರ ಕಾಲಭಾವ ಶ್ರವಣಾತ್ ಸರ್ವೋತ್ತರ ಕಾಲಭಾವ ಶ್ರವಣಾತ್ ಯದನಿರುಕ್ತಾನಿಲಯನಾನಿ ಅಮೂರ್ತ ಧರ್ಮತ್ವೇ ಅಪಿ ವ್ಯಾಕೃತ ವಿಷಯಾನ್ಯೇವ ಸರ್ವೋತ್ತರ ಕಾಲಭಾವ ಶ್ರವಣಾತ್ ಈ ಒಂದು ಕ್ಯತ್ ಅನಿರುಕ್ತ and anilayanam are attributes of the formless only. They still pertain to what is manifest because they are topics of discussion after the creation. Even though kyat, anirupta and anilayana are attributes of the formless only, they still pertain to what is manifest because they are topics of discussion after the creation. Tyat, which is paroksha, anirupta, which is not available to talk about, and anilayanam, which is not an ashraya. So tyat, which is paroksha, anirupta, which is not available to talk about, and anilayana, which is not an ashraya. Tyat, which is paroksha, anirupta, which is not available to talk about, and anilayana, which is not an ashraya, are attributes of amurta only, formless only. Still, they are vyakrita vishayani eva. They come under the vyakrita jagat. Differentiated names and forms alone and do not relate to avyakrita jagat. This is because we are discussing what is there after creation. Sargottara kalabhava shravanat. Sargasya uttarakale vartamananam bhavanam shravanat. ಸರ್ಗೋತ್ತರ ಕಾಲ ಭಾವಶ್ರವಣಾತ್ ಸರ್ಗೋತ್ತರ ಕಾಲ ಭಾವಶ್ರವಣಾತ್ ಸರ್ಗಸ್ಯ ಉತ್ತರ ಕಾಲೆ ವರ್ತಮಾನಾಂ ಭಾವಾನಾಂ ಶ್ರವಣಾತ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಅಕ್ಕರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಸರ್ಗ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಸರ್ಗೋತ್ತರ ಕಾಲ ಇಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ತ್ಯತ್ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಾದಿ ಅನಿರುಕ್ತಂ ತದೇವ ಅನಿಲಯನಂಚ ತ್ಯತ್ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಾದಿ ಅನಿರುಕ್ತಂ ತದೇವ ಅನಿಲಯನಂ ಚ ಅತಃ ವಿಶೇಷಣಾನಿ ಅಮೂರ್ತಸ್ಯ ವ್ಯಾಕೃತ ವಿಷಯಾಣ್ಯೇವ ಏತಾನಿ ತ್ಯತ್ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಾದಿ ಅನಿರುಕ್ತಂ ತದೇವ ಅನಿಲಯನಂ ಚ ಅತಃ ವಿಶೇಷಣಾನಿ ಅಮೂರ್ತಸ್ಯ ವ್ಯಾಕೃತ ವಿಷಯಾನಿ ಏವ ಏತಾನಿ ತ್ಯತ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಲೆಸ್ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬಬಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಾದೀನಿ ಪ್ರಾಣಾದಿ ಅನಿರುಕ್ತಂ ಸೊ ತ್ಯತ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಲೆಸ್ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬಬಲ್ ಅಗೇನ್ They are not ashraya. So these attributes belonging to the formless pertain to what is manifest alone. Tyada iti pranadi, prana, apana, etc., which are not tangible. Tadeva aniruptam. That is not something you can talk about clearly. And it is anilayanam. What is aniruptam? Is like some people who have a lot of music in them. By listening to many concerts. And they can name the melodies and sing too. But they do not know their lakshana. Lakshana involves clear knowledge of swaras, janya swaras, ascending and descending swaras, the nuances and so on. Then only music can be communicated. Aniruktam is amazing. Bhashyakara says, even though aniruktam and anilayanam are attributes of amurta, they still pertain to Vyakrita Vishayani. They still pertain to Vyakrita Vishayani. They come within the manifest Jagat. Vijnanam Chetanam Avijnanam Tadrahitam. Vijnanam Chetanam Avijnanam Tadrahitam. Achetanam Pashanadi. Satyam cha Vyavahara Vishayam. Adhikarat na paramartha satyam ekamevahi paramartha satyam brahma iha punaha vyavahara vishayam apekshikam satyam mrugatrishnikadi andrutapekshaya mrugatrishnikadi andrutapekshaya udakadi satyam uchyate andrutam cha Tadviparitam. Vijnanam is sentient. Avijnanam is devoid of sentience. It means insentient like stone, etc. From the context, Satyam is truthfulness in empirical dealings. Satyam is truthfulness in empirical dealings. It does not mean the absolute reality. Satyam is reality. It does not mean the absolute reality. Absolute reality is one alone. That is Brahman. Here, on the other hand, it is Satyam. That is available for Vyavahara. And it is relative. Like water, etc. is called real from the standpoint of false mirage water, etc. Like water, etc. is called real from the standpoint of false mirage water, etc. Unreal is what is opposed to Satyam. So Vijnanam is Chetanam. That which is sentient and avijnanam is insentient like Pashanadi, stone, etc. Jagat consists of these two things alone. Tad, rahitam means vijnana rahitam. Tad rahitam means vijnana rahitam. Devoid of sentience. Satyancha. Here satyam is vyavahara vishayam. That which is available for Vyavahara. Why do you say so? Because Adhikarat. That is the context. We are now talking of what is within the manifest Jagat. What is available for Vyavahara. It does not refer to Paramartha Satyam. Shastram talks about it in the sentence. Satyam Chandrutancha Satyam Abhavat. That Satyam, which became Satyam and Anritam, is Paramartha Satyam. Here it is Vyavaharika Satyam. This distinction is very important because everyone knows the meaning of the word Satyam or an equivalent word in any language. The word real is from empirical disciplines of knowledge. It refers to whatever that is here. Which is taken to be real. The mountain is real. The bug is real. money is real, rope is real. All these are available for experience by all. As opposed to this reality, we have things that are referred to by the word unreal or false. What is projected? There is a real rose that you see in your garden and another which you see on a table, which is artificial, and so it is false. The fact is, whatever you say is real. The fact is, whatever you say is real is also not that real. The fact is, whatever you say real, you say is real, is also not that real. Then what is the reality? That Paramarthika Satyam is the reality. What is subjective is Pratibhasikam. And what is available for everyone's transaction? What is subjective is Pratibhasikam. And what is available for everyone's transaction is Vyavaharikam. That which is the Adhishtanam for both is Paramarthikam Satyam. Paramarthika Satyam. There are not many Paramartha Satyams available. Yeka Mevahi Paramartha Satyam. There is only one Paramartha Satyam, and that is Brahman. It is not the only one. Iha punaha. Here on the other hand, vyavahara vishyam apekshitam satyam uchyate. The word satyam means vyavahara yogyam. That which is available for your transaction. Apekshikam. Relative satyam. It is satyam from a standpoint. Like mrigatrishnika andrita apekshaya. Mrigatrishnika andrita apekshaya. From the standpoint of mirage water, which is false, the water we drink is said to be satyam. This is how our vyavaharika satyam is born. Mrigatrishnika is an example. A thirsty deer looking for water during the day in a desert runs towards this mirage water, not knowing it is just appearance, and keeps running and perishes. That is why mirage water got the name Mrigatrishnika. We do not know how far this derivation is true. Kim punaha etat sarvam satyam bhavat paramartha satyam kim punaha tat brahma satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti prakrutatvat. Kim punaha etat sarvam satyam abhavat paramartha satyam kim punaha tat brahma satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti prakrutatvat. What became all these? Satyam, that is paramartha satyam, became all this. Satyam, that is paramartha satyam, became all this. What is that paramartha satyam? Brahman. That is because the topic is Brahman, as mentioned in the initial sentence. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Kim punaha etat sarvam abhavat. Abhavat. Sorry. Kim punaha etat sarvam abhavat. Kim punaha etat sarvam abhavat. What is that which became all this? Paramartha satyam became all these. Sat, tyat, nirupta, aniruptam, nilayana, anilayanam, vijnanam cha, avijnanam, vijnanam, vijnana, avijnanam, and satya anrutam. So what is that which became all this? Paramartha satyam became all these. Sat, tyat, nirupta, நிருப்தா நிருப்தம் நிலையனா நிலையனம் விஜ்ஞானா விஜ்ஞானம் சத்யம் சத்யம் அநிருத்தம். The word சத்யம் in சத்யம் அபவத், the word சத்யம் in சத்யம் அபவத் refers to பரமார்த்த சத்யம். Because the word சத்யம் has been used in the relative sense also in the same sentence. What is that பரமார்த்த சத்யம்? It is பிரகிருதம் பிரம்ம, பிரம்மன், which was defined in the beginning as சத்யம் ஞானம் அண்ட் அனந்தம். There is no other பிரம்மன் available. Why is பிரம்மன் called சத்யம்? யஸ்மாத் சத்து தியதாதிகம் மூர்த்தாமூர்த்த தர்ம ஜாதம். யஸ்மாத் சத்யதாதிகம் மூர்த்தாமூர்த்த தர்ம ஜாதம் யத்கிஞ்ச இதம் சர்வம் அவிசிஷ்டம் விகார ஜாதம் ஏகமேவ சச்சப்த வாச்சியம் பிரம்ம அபவத் தத் வ்யதிரேக்கேன அபாவாத் நாமரூப விகாரஸ்ய தஸ்மாத் தத் பிரம்ம சத்யம் இத்யாச்சக்ஷதே பிரம்மவிதஹ. தஸ்மாத் தத் பிரம்ம சத்யம் இத்யாச்சக்ஷதே பிரம்மவிதஹ. நோ வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் ரெஃபர் டு தட் பிரம்மன் ஆஸ் சத்யம். நோ வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்மன் ரெஃபர் டு தட் பிரம்மன் ஆஸ் சத்யம். பிகாஸ் the entire group of things with form and formless referred by satyat and so on, encompassing without exception everything that is here in the form of karyam, is one brahman alone, and that is the meaning of the word sat. Existence, sat existence. And there is no karyam of name and form separate from that Brahman. No words of Brahman refer to that Brahman as satyam, because the entire group of things with form and formless referred by the satyat and so on, encompassing without exception everything that is here in the form of karyam, is one Brahman alone. And that is the meaning of the word sat, existence. And there is no karyam of name and form separate from that Brahman. No effect of name and form separate from that Brahman. Yasmat Brahma yad kincha idam sarvam abhavat. Since Brahman became whatever that is here, therefore, tat satyam iti brahma vidaha achakshate. No words of Brahman call it satyam. Jatam means the entire group of satyat. Nirupta aniruptam, nilayana anilayanam, and vijnana avijnanam, yadidam kincha. Whatever that is here, micro and macro, formed and formless, which covers vikara jatam, the entire group of namarupa vikaras, avisishtam, without any exception, ekameva sat, shabda vachyam, brahma abhavat, one non-dual Brahman, which is the beginning of the word sat, became all of them. Tat vyatirekena namarupa vikarasya abhavat. There is no effect called name and form apart from Brahman. Tadvyatirekena namarupa vikarasya abhavat. There is no effect called name and form apart from Brahman, away from Brahman, or without being Brahman. Therefore, no words of Brahman call Brahman as the only satyam. In this section, there were some questions regarding existence of Brahman. While answering those questions, Shastram talked about the creation and said, so Kamayata, he desired because Brahman desired. Brahma asti. This is called Sangati. One form of connecting the text. Now, Shastram is going to give various reasons one by one to establish that Brahman exists. Bhashyakara introduces what is going to come. Asti nasti iti anuprashnaha prakrutaha. Tasya prativachana vishaye yetadu uktam. Atma akamayata bahusyam iti. Saha yatha kamancha akashadi karyam. Satyadadi lakshanam srishtva tad anupravishya pashyan shrinvan manvanaha vijanan bahu abhavat. Asti nasti iti anuprashnaha prakritaha. A question on whether Brahman is or is not was raised. Asti nasti iti anuprashnaha prakritaha. A question on whether Brahman is or is not was raised. Tasya prativachana vishaye etaduktam. While answering that question, this was said. Atma akamayata bahusyam iti. The self desired that may I become many. Saha yatha kamam akashadi karyam sati tyadadi lakshanam srishtva tad anupravishya pashyan shrinvan manvanaha vijanan bahu abhavat. He created, in keeping with the desire, the karyas beginning from space, which are characterized by having form and formlessness, etc. Thereafter, he entered the karyas and became many, doing various acts of seeing, hearing, thinking, and knowing. Asti nasti iti anuprashnaha prakritaha. I read English again. A question on whether Brahman is or is not was raised. While answering that question, this was said. The self desired that may I become many. He created, in keeping with that desire, the karyas beginning from space, which are characterized by having form and formlessness, etc. Thereafter, he entered the karyas, many effects, and became many, doing various acts of seeing, hearing, thinking, and knowing. Asti nasti iti anuprashnaha prakritaha. A question was raised on the subject of Brahman's existence. Tasya prativachana vishaye yetadu uktam. While answering that question, this was said. What was that? Atma akamayata bahusyam iti. That Atma desired, may I become many. Bhashyakaraha, in keeping with the earlier statement of Shruti, so kamayata bahusyam prajayeti. So kamayata mentions Atma desired. Saha akamayata. So kamayata means saha akamayata. Becomes so kamayata. Mentions Atma desired. Even though the discussion is Brahma asti nava. Saha Brahma atma yatha kamam. Kamam anatikramya. Without transgressing his desire. Kamam anusritya, in keeping with his desire, asrujata created. What? Akashadi karyam. Satyadadi lakshanam sarvam. Created the entire karya prapanchaha, which is characterized by sat and tyat, murtam and amurtam, having different dharmas like form and formlessness. Having created all that anupravishya, he entered into the creation. He entered the buddhi, where one recognizes the created jagat. Brahman is present there in all types of functions, such as pashyan, seeing, shunvan, hearing, manvanaha, thinking, and vijanan, knowing. This is how Brahman became many. So what? Tasmat tadeva idam. Akashadi karanam. Karyastham. Parame vyoman. Hriday guhayam nihitam. Tat pratyaya avabhasamana viseshena. Tat pratyaya avabhasamana viseshena. Tat pratyaya avabhasamana viseshena. Upalabhyamanam asti iti vijaniyat ityuktam bhavati. The intention of the Shastram is that one should know that Brahman, which is the cause for space, etc., to be existed, because it is available in the Karyam. Being placed in the great space within the cave of the heart, and it shines distinctly in the thoughts. The whole intention of the discussion in this section is Brahma asti iti vijaniyat. One should therefore know that Brahman is Brahman as existent. The whole intention of the discussion in this section is one should therefore know that Brahman is Brahman as existent. Why? Tad brahmayeva akashadi karanam. Akashadi karanam idam. That Brahman alone, which is the cause of space, etc., is available now as pashyan, seeing, shunvan, hearing, manvanaha, thinking, and so on. What kind of Brahman further? Karyastam, karyet tishtati iti, that which created everything and entered the created and obtains in the body, mind, sense complex. It is parame vyoman, hridaya guhayam nihitam, abiding in the buddhi, which is in the space of the heart. It is available as pratyagatma, as seer, hearer, and so on, as said earlier. What is said here and earlier, both are very important to note. The earlier expression is that Brahman has entered the cave of buddhi and is available there as atma in the form of seer, hearer, thinker, and so on. What is said here and earlier, both are very important to note. The earlier expression is that Brahman has entered the cave of buddhi and is available there as atma in the form of seer, hearer, thinker, and so on. What is said here is that seeing, hearing, sensing, doubting, thinking, concluding, and so on, Brahman is available in the very perception, etc., in the form of Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam, consciousness, as Adhishtanam, as the very support of all functions. Brahman is available in the very perception, etc., in the form of consciousness, as the support of all functions. All the karakas are involved in the functioning. Therefore, Brahman is available in the form of all the karakas. Tat pratyaye. Tat pratyaya means buddhi pratyaya, buddhehe pratyaya. Tat pratyaya, baudha pratyaya means buddhehe pratyaya. In every cognition, tat pratyaya is equal to baudha pratyaya. Baudha pratyaya means buddhehe pratyaya. Buddhehe pratyaya means in every cognition. In the buddhi, yaha avabhasamanaha. Tat pratyaya, baudha pratyaya. In every cognition in the buddhi, yaha avabhasamanaha viseshaha. Tena upalabhyamanam. It is recognized in the form of the consciousness that shines there, lighting up the various viseshas, like seeing, hearing, and so on. The experience of seeing, hearing, etc. being there, Brahma asti iti vijaniya, may one recognize Brahman as the existing vastu. Kamayita, the desirer, Srashta, the creator, Anupraveshita, the one who has, one who entered, the one who enters. Buddhau upalabdha, Buddhau upalabdha, the one who obtains in the buddhi. Tad Brahma asti, such a Brahman indeed is. One cannot negate the existence of Brahman because the one who says Brahma nasti is Brahman. It is something like this. A person was told by an astrologer that he will die the following Sunday at 4:30 in the afternoon. This person waited for the time to come and lay down. Somebody came later and asked him, please get up. What happened to you? He did not answer. The other person shouted, come on, it is 5 in the afternoon. Why are you sleeping? Get up. He yelled, I'm not sleeping, I'm dead. I'm not sleeping, I'm dead. The other person said, okay, and went away. You cannot respond to that person. He says, I'm dead, because he's alive. So too, this person is able to say, Brahman is not because of Brahman. That's amazing, isn't it? Swamiji always used to say this. To say Brahman is not, you must be there. To say Brahman is not, you must be there. And who is that you? That is what the very Brahman is there as you. The one who denies the existence is the truth of the existence. Tat etasmin arthe brahmana ukte brahmana ukte yeshaha shlokaha mantraha bhavati yatha purvesha annamayadi atma prakashakaha panchasu api evam sarvantaratama atma astitva prakashakaha api sarvantaratama astitva sarva antaratama atma astitva. I'll repeat again. Sarva antaratama atma astitva prakashakaha. Sarvantratamatmatva astitva prakashakopi mantraha karyadvarena bhavati. So next class, I know some of you asked me for an explanation. Next class, I will summarize. I wanted to finish reading it first. Iti shashta anuvaka bhashyam. So this is the commentary upon the 6th section. In this beginning, sorry, in this meaning, so iti shashtanuvaka bhashyam, Shashta Anuvakaha, 6th section. So commentary upon 6th section here is completed. In this meaning that is said in the prose section of the Upanishad, there is this mantra that's going to be cited. Just as in the previous 5 levels, there were mantras revealing the Atma in the form of Annamaya, etc. In the same manner, there is this mantra revealing the existence of the innermost Brahman through its karyam. Tadetasmin arthe brahmanokte yeshaha shlokaha mantraha bhavati. With reference to the topic that is under discussion, in the prose section of the Upanishad, there is this mantra, yatha purveshu, just as we saw in the earlier 5 levels of Annamaya, etc. Annamayadi Atma Prakashakaha Shlokaha. Annamayadi Atma Prakashakaha Shlokaha. The citation of mantras revealing Annamayadi Atma Prakashakaha Shlokaha. The citation of mantras revealing Annamayatma, etc. was there. Now, the next section begins with the mantra praising what is said in the section which was just concluded. Yatha purveshu panchasu tatha evam sarvantaratama atma astitva prakashakaha api ayam mantraha bhavati. There is this mantra that throws light upon the existence of the innermost Atma, not available for objectification. It is Astitva Prakashakaha Mantraha, a mantra revealing the existence of Brahman. It is Astitva Prakashakaha Mantraha, a mantra revealing the existence of Brahman. It is very interesting. It starts with Asat in order to say Asti. Mangamma told me that I should explain also. Next class onwards, I'll do that. Because I started already reading, so I didn't want to stop halfway. I'll explain. Next class, I will summarize Panchakoshas and then what followed. Let's summarize. And then hereafter, I'll do that. Shanti, shanti, shanti.